Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is February 6, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Romania's e-commerce market up 22% in 2019. RBS's digital bank BO reissues cards to comply with new EU rules. WH Smith to offer, buy now, pay later, payment option via Laybuy. Paytm launches all-in-one Android POS device. Instamojo acquires GetMe a Shop. Strategizing corporate legal departments invoice payments. Easing B2B payments migration to real-time settlement. Open banking targets SMB apps, payments data. Now let's get started. Romania's e-commerce market up 22% in 2019. Romania Insider has reported that the e-commerce sector in Romania hit €4.3 billion in 2019, an increase of about 22% compared to 2018. The calculations were compiled by GPEC based on data supplied by major local online retailers, members of the Romanian Association of Online Stores, ARMO. GPEC is the largest community of Romanian online retailers, set up with the aim of evaluating market dynamics. Romania Insider reports that GPEC's report also quoted Eurostat data, according to which only 23% of the population of Romania made online purchases in 2019, which places the country second to last in the European Union, only ahead of Bulgaria with 22%. RBS's digital bank BO reissues cards to comply with new EU rules. Royal Bank of Scotland's new digital bank BO has announced it is reissuing debit cards to 6,000 of its customers who signed up to the app before 3 January 2020. The move is made in an effort to comply with new EU banking rules. RBS, which also owns NatWest, said the new cards were being issued to make sure BO was compliant with customer authentication regulations. The rules, to protect customers from fraud, force cardholders to use chip and PIN machines more often, rather than always using contactless. BO representatives have announced that the new cards will message the customer via the pay terminal when they need to make a chip and PIN transaction. Many banks are believed to have already built this technology into their cards, or developed a way of working through the new regulations with card networks such as Visa and MasterCard. WH Smith to offer, buy now, pay later, payment option via Laybuy. WH Smith has partnered with Laybuy to bring buy now, pay later option to its customers in the UK. The buy now, pay later payment platform Laybuy has features a product called Laybuy Boost, which allows clients to pay more upfront if their credit limit doesn't cover the cost of the items they want. For example, a customer may have a Laybuy credit limit of £240 but wants to purchase something for £300. Through Laybuy Boost, a customer can make a higher initial payment of £60 and then pay off the balance of £240, equal to their available Laybuy credit limit, over 5 installments of £48. This gives consumers additional flexibility but ensures they do not spend beyond their means. Laybuy's Buy Now, Pay Later platform is a risk-free solution for retailers, who receive the payment up front less a small commission when customers make a purchase. Laybuy takes all of the credit risk for the weekly payments. Moreover, the company never charges interest and partners with Global Credit Bureau Experian to set responsible credit limits for each consumer. Paytm launches all-in-one Android POS device. Paytm has announced the launch of all-in-one Android POS device for merchant partners and Paytm Business Solutions. The all-in-one Android POS will help merchants to accept payments through Paytm Wallet, all UPI-based apps, debit and credit cards and cash. Besides accepting payments, merchants will also be able to generate GST-compliant bills and manage all transactions and settlements through their Paytm for Business app. The company has also announced the launch of two business solutions for SMEs that will help them digitize their business processes. All-in-one PG will enable SMEs to collect digital payments across all payment methods without the need of any website or app. Paytm Business Payments enables both large and small businesses to track and pay all their payments from one place. With this, the company is aiming to streamline payments for both B2B and B2C players who make regular payments to a large number of vendors, salaries and food allowance to employees, rewards or instant refunds to their customers and even other expenses like utility bills for multiple offices. Instamojo acquires GetMe a Shop. The digital payment platform Instamojo has acquired GetMe a Shop, a digital commerce platform for micro, small and medium enterprises (MSMEs) for $5 million in cash. This is Instamojo's first acquisition since its inception in 2012, and will allow the startup to branch into software offerings. Instamojo launched as a payment gateway for MSMEs, and later branched into an e-commerce platform for merchants to list and sell their products and services online. It had launched a lending product Mojo Capital and a last-mile logistics service, branded Mojo Express, focused on its merchants in 2018. With this acquisition, the startup plans to launch a new graphical interface that will allow its sellers to build their own website landing page, listing structure, and a tool to build their own custom web store. GetMe a Shop is a full-fledged software as a service (SaaS) platform that helps MSMEs adopt software into their business without any prior technical knowledge. It offers a website and online store builder, logistics support, CRM software, native Android and iOS mobile apps support, social selling via WhatsApp and Facebook, and marketing tools offered using SMS, email, push notifications and data analytics. Instamojo currently competes with other B2B-focused lending services such as iFinance, Capital Float, Namaste Credit, and LendingCart in the SME lending space, and those such as Razorpay, CC Avenue, Citrus Pay, and PayUBiz in the B2B-focused payment services space. Strategizing corporate legal departments invoice payments. Supply chain financing is a practice that has received a bit of backlash in recent weeks, with critics accusing some large corporates of forcing discounts on small suppliers to speed up payment. But when used appropriately, supply chain finance can be a strategic way to align the incentives of corporate buyers and suppliers, enabling vendors to accelerate their cash flow while still providing buyers with the longer payment terms they need to manage their own cash. While opportunities for supply chain finance and dynamic discounting can be found across verticals, demand for these capabilities is particularly high in the corporate legal services industry. According to Aaron Pierce, general manager of LexisNexis Counsel Inc., that's because the relationship between law firms and corporate legal departments is unique. It's a very symbiotic relationship between the in-house legal department and outside counsel, he told PYMNTS in a recent interview. While the relationship between a law firm and an individual client may be a straightforward one of service provider and consumer, when law firms work with corporate legal departments, there is more of a collaborative relationship between legal professionals. That makes this B2B relationship unique to buyer-supplier relationships in other industries, noted Pierce, introducing similarly unique financial arrangements between partners. You'll start to see things like alternative fee arrangements rather than hourly billing for legal work, which is the traditional model, he said. Adding payment terms to the mix, and the ability to mutually benefit the two sides, from a payments perspective, seems like a natural next step. Aligning incentives. That next step for Counsel Link is the launch of Fast Track, a supply chain financing capability developed with LSQ that enables corporate legal departments to initiate and manage their reverse factoring and discounting agreements with outside counsel and to pay invoices. What's essential to the success of a supply chain financing agreement is that both the buyer and the supplier benefit from it, as Pierce explained. Like other industries, there is traditionally a misalignment of goals in the corporate legal services space. Businesses want to hold onto capital, but law firms want to get paid more quickly. Law firms are looking for consistency in payments to make sure they don't have to weather long payment terms, he said. Corporate legal departments are always looking for help in managing cash flow, reducing their outside legal expenses and holding onto money as long as they can. Corporate legal departments are also looking to embrace opportunities like cashback incentives when paying law firms, a feature similar to rebates they may see from a corporate credit card, which cannot always manage the high-value transactions of a legal bill or provide the kind of payment data visibility necessary for cash flow management. Early payment discount agreements are common in this field, but Pierce noted that these arrangements can be difficult to manage without technology that streamlines the buyer-supplier relationship. Corporate legal departments have also historically struggled to manage the complexities of law firm invoices, custom billing and fee arrangements, a challenge that he said can turn corporate lawyers into auditors and number crunchers. Traditional review of those bills involves printing out stacks of invoices, which can sometimes be hundreds of pages, noted Pierce. It involves attorneys manually reviewing those pages, crossing out lines for services that weren't billed the way they thought they should have been, and potentially auditing against legal guidelines for expenses they may or may not pay. From cost center to strategist. The manual workload of managing law firm invoices adds the burden of an accounts payable (AP) department onto a company's legal department, further limiting that department's ability to provide the legal services their companies need. It's just one reason why Pierce said that historically, corporate legal departments have been considered expensive cost centers. But adoption of fintech platforms can lift that burden by optimizing law firm invoice processing and fee and payment arrangements, and by introducing a new revenue stream via cashback rewards. This is one way in which corporate legal departments are shifting how their C-suites view the function. When applying a supply chain finance model to the particular requirements of corporate legal services, the buyer-supplier relationship offers an opportunity for those departments to further propel their strategic standing in the enterprise, according to Pierce. Traditionally, corporates will look at their legal departments as an expense for the business to help manage and mitigate risks, he said. They're looked at as a cost center, rather than a center of value. In the past 5 to 10 years, we've seen a significant shift in law firms demonstrating strategic value to the organization that allows them to drive and inform corporate direction and strategy from a business perspective, and to demonstrate value, both to avoid risk and increase revenue or savings. Easing B2B payments migration to real-time settlement. In today's market of real-time, legacy payments infrastructure needs a facelift. Recently launched capabilities like same-day ACH have unlocked opportunity to wield modern technology and build new solutions on top of existing payment rails in favor of speed and transaction transparency, but there's another strategy to payments innovation that continues to gain traction. Market incumbents and industry newcomers alike are exploring ways to bypass existing rails in favor of entirely new ones. Networks like the Clearinghouse's RTP and the Federal Reserve's upcoming FedNow service have taken this approach to building new payment rails from the ground up, while other fintechs are exploring opportunities in technologies, like blockchain, to do the same. One of the newest market players to tackle payments friction by developing an entirely new payment rail is Transparent Systems, which emerged from stealth mode this week with the announcement of a $14 million funding round led by Pantera Capital, with Square, Future Perfect Ventures, Ideo Collab Ventures, Digital Currency Group, and CMT Digital also participating. In a recent conversation with PYMNTS, Transparent Systems co-founder and chief technology officer Jeff Kramer remained mum on the particular details of the company's infrastructure, although the firm described itself as an on-demand 24/7 settlement solution that leverages cryptographically secured distributed blockchain networks. As the company readies for early adopters later this year, Transparent Systems also acknowledged that it will initially target the B2B payments landscape. Corporates' real-time demand. With a focus on enabling real-time settlement, Transparent Systems is tackling a market that has not necessarily been the biggest target of faster payment capabilities, particularly as corporates focus on delaying payment to suppliers as long as possible. But as Kramer explained, there are opportunities for real-time in the B2B landscape. Our initial clients are really looking for solutions that enable them to be able to send each other money 24/7, he said. Our clients do regular, repeated business with each other, and they would like to be able to settle with each other faster and not hold counterparty risk. The ability for real-time settlement to essentially erase the risk of a bounced check or insufficient funds can be an attractive proposition for businesses. But convincing a company to use any new technology, let alone a new, disruptive, real-time payment rail, won't be an easy task. Indeed, Kramer pointed to the persistence of paper checks despite a surge in payments innovation as a testament to just how difficult it can be to drive change. Change management is incredibly difficult, especially within long-running organizations, he said. If you think about delivering a new real-time rail to someone, once it arrives, how do they integrate it? How does it change people's jobs and the way they do business? What will be crucial for new payment solutions, like those under development by Transparent Systems, to understand is that disrupting B2B payments isn't just about offering a better payment rail. It's also about addressing friction within processes before and after a payment is made. Kramer highlighted the example of the paper check. Offering an alternative payment rail doesn't just disrupt the act of payment, it disrupts a company's use of check printing software pre-payment, or reconciliation practices post-payment, too. Facilitating real-time settlement will also introduce significant disruptions to corporates' payment schedules, as well as cash flow and treasury management strategies. You have to be able to address the ecosystem of a payment, he said, highlighting the importance of a new payment rail to emphasize onboarding and integration capabilities to be able to work seamlessly within organizations' existing workflows. Starting from scratch. Resistance to change can be difficult with any new technology, but it can be especially intense when encouraging a corporate or its bank to adopt an entirely unfamiliar payment rail. A financial service provider that develops a new technology on an existing payment rail like ACH may find less resistance because corporates are increasingly familiar with ACH payments. Yet, according to Kramer, there is value in starting from the ground up and building a rail that is real-time from the get-go. We're starting from scratch, he said. Especially in the US, a lot of payment innovation grew on top of technology that really hasn't changed much since the 80s. That's not to say, however, that industry collaboration won't be important. Increasingly, financial service providers and their corporate and consumer clients demand choice in the way they pay, with no single payment rail or service likely to negate the need for all others. As such, Kramer said that Transparent Systems will embrace ecosystem collaboration to not only ease adoption for current market participants, but to acknowledge the historical path to disruption that the payments landscape has taken thus far. If you look at the history of how payments have changed, nothing ever really goes away, he said. In the US, we still pay each other by check in the business space, even with all of the other opportunities to pay each other. That speaks a lot to the staying power of solutions, so we see this as a market where everyone ends up working together. Open banking targets SMB apps, payments data. Open banking frameworks continue to proliferate throughout the world. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, ACCC, has now formally released the Consumer Data Right, CDR, rules that will set the stage for open banking in the country, which will take effect on July 1 of this year. Meanwhile, the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, continues to drive financial services innovation through the availability of banking licenses for fintech firms, with a focus on exploring the opportunities for application programming interfaces, APIs, to expand the market's open banking capabilities. As additional countries explore the open banking opportunity, they'll certainly look at the UK and Europe experiences, which were among the first to forge the path and among the first to confront some unfamiliar challenges. However, recent PYMNTS reports noted that growing concerns over the strong customer authentication (SCA) legislation could hamper the proliferation of open banking in Europe and beyond. This week's look at the latest in open banking and bank fintech collaboration initiatives explores how service providers throughout the globe are unlocking data and embracing API integrations to elevate financial services with a particular focus on small businesses, SMBs. Nacha unlocks payments data. Payments organization Nacha announced this week that it is rolling out a new platform designed to standardize and streamline the flow of transaction data between payment ecosystem participants. Dubbed Phyxius, the platform targets the friction associated with the current reliance on proprietary bilateral data sharing agreements that limits broader efficiency. Nacha also pointed to the challenges of manual management, misdirected payments, errors and fraud risks. Automating the flow of payment-related data will support back-office process efficiencies and address fraud concerns. The organization noted that the platform will aim to go live for early adopters this May. The solution will deploy blockchain, standardized APIs from Affinis and payments messaging standard ISO 20022. Commonwealth Bank unifies SMB apps. In an effort to streamline management of the growing number of apps currently used by small businesses, from Xero to Google Analytics, the Commonwealth Bank of Australia has launched Vonto, a free app that enables SMBs to consolidate data from those various platforms into a unified interface, Mozo said. The solution is designed to offer transparent and quick insights, connecting small business owners with 10 key insights each morning, including cash flow, social media engagement and website traffic. In a statement, Vonto Managing Director Elliot Cousins said that more than 80% of small businesses have up to 6 enterprise apps operating, adding friction for small business owners who have to toggle between each interface. Today, the app is available to small business customers of any bank, with Vonto supporting a select number of integrations with certain platforms. Moving forward, the company said it would introduce additional data integrations based on customer feedback. Starling embraces more API integrations. The UK's Starling Bank has announced the addition of 3 more partners to its small business marketplace. Mortgage lender Molo, freelance career management portal Underpinned and accounting system PayStream are all now within the marketplace, and able to integrate with Starling Bank account data via API. This enables the financial institution to connect SMBs with integrated solutions that they need to run their businesses. Today's entrepreneurs have grown accustomed to operating in a world where digital services are crafted around their particular needs, said Starling Bank founder and CEO Ann Bowden in a statement. They expect the services they are offered to match closely with their business types, locations and customer demographics. Payrailz targets credit union banking as a service. As more financial institutions embrace third-party technology partners to enhance their own offerings, digital payments company Payrailz is moving to ensure that credit unions can participate in the trend, too. The company announced a partnership with credit union fintech collaboration platform Constellation Digital Partners to develop an elevated joint payment solution for credit union clients looking to improve their digital offerings. According to a press release, Constellation is opening up its technology for developers to create more platform-oriented solutions for credit unions, enabling those institutions to no longer rely on a single service provider to develop new products and services. The tie-up reflects the growing opportunity for financial institutions of all kinds to embrace fintech collaboration and developer participation to unlock data and promote product innovation. Credit unions collaborate all the time, and they expect vendors to collaborate as well, said Payrailz CEO and founder Fran Duggan in a statement. This partnership is a great example of that. Simply wields open banking for asset finance. The UK's Simply Asset Finance is taking advantage of open banking by collaborating with open banking platform AccountScore, the company said this week, a partnership that will enable Simply to wield an API to unlock borrower data for deeper underwriting capabilities. In a statement, Simply head of technology Andy Trimmer said, "It is vital to ensure that we have a rich data set on which to base our lending decisions." The companies said they plan to deepen their partnership to open up new data sources for Simply moving forward. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.